Every Wednesday, we have Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians on with us. His appearance also brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. Avon Brewing Company is located in the building at the corner of 611 and Detroit in Avon's French Creek District. Joel, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. You guys had a very, very busy weekend. Lots of cool things going on, both on the field and off. But let's start on the field. Boy, a lot of people, for all the right reasons, talking about just how darn good Frankie Lindor has played to start the year. But lost in the mix, at least to some degree, would be the performance of Jose Ramirez. Holy cow, the last six games, he has been on fire.
Yeah, he's hitting 500 in those six games. He's in the midst of an unbelievable stretch. And, you really saw this last year when he blossomed into a top 25 player in baseball. Where right now he and Frankie are both in the top 10 of the WAR leaderboard. So between those two guys up the middle, and, we're still without Jason Kipnis, and, Edwin and Carlos Santana are still getting on track. So I think you have started to see in the last few days, some of the things that we can do offensively, and it's going to be a tough lineup to face once all these guys are hitting on all cylinders. Edwin is he's got a five game hit streak now, hit the day homer late last night. So good signs to see, and of course it's all led by Jose and Frankie.
Joel, this may sound like a bit of a strange question, but last year the Minnesota Twins seemed to have the Indians' number. I mean, it's got to be a great feeling for these guys going out there, and they've been taking care of business at Target Field this time around.
Yeah, we didn't play well against the Twins for most of last year. If you remember, there was a series in August where they came in here and really beat us up a little bit. And still, we were 10-9. We ended up 10-9 mm-hmm. against them last year. So it didn't feel like it, but we actually ended up over 500 against them last year. But I don't think our guys are real, worried about who the opponent is. I think Terry says this a lot, and I think it's to his credit that if we play the way we're capable of, then, on most nights, it probably doesn't matter who the opponent is, whether it's the Twins or whether it's the Tigers. And we just didn't play very well over the weekend. The Tigers, won the series, and, that's fine. But I think our guys' thought is that if we play the way we're capable of pitching, hitting, and fielding, that is our biggest concern. And if we take care of those things on our side, most nights we're going to be able to beat the other team.
We're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, you guys have a lot of cool things going on at the ballpark. This Friday especially, you guys will have a few high school games going on. Tell us about this Cleveland Indians Charities Hardball Classic going on Friday, the process as to how these teams are selected and how all this went down.
Yeah, we host this every year. I believe this is the 14th year, so Friday we'll have three games. We'll have three games down at the ballpark. We've got Elyria Catholic and Hubbard. We've got Avon Lake and St. Ignatius, and then we've got a nightcap. So it's a triple header, weather permitting, of course, and the proceeds go to Cleveland Indians Charities, which, as you guys know, helps us impact our community, helps us foot the bill for, Cleveland Metropolitan School District baseball, softball. It allows us to help out organizations like the Boys and Girls Club. So really fun event where these high school kids get to play on the big field, and fans get to come down and watch their kids, their brothers and sisters play on the big field. So really cool event. I've been around for it a few of my years here. And it's fun to watch these kids get out there and smile and try to make an impact on the field where their favorite players play.
Yeah, and that's got to be an absolute blast, not only for the guys that are playing in the game, too, but as you mentioned, for the parents of these kids to go down there and watch them play, and for their brothers, sisters, all kinds of family members, friends, just to be able to go down there and watch them in that environment. Boy, that has to be an absolute blast. This weekend also, well, you guys did a lot of work with the Larry Doby Youth Fund Grants. Matter of fact, there were 18 individuals that took advantage of the Larry Doby Youth Fund Grants. What can you tell us about that whole process and how that all went down?
Yeah, if you remember, this happened in October, and Terry, to his credit, he says it's one of the most, this is a guy that's won two World Series and, the two Manager of the Year awards, and he calls it one of the most proudest moments of his career. And he, last October, he was pretty frustrated by some of the things that were going on in the news and nationally, as far as, sitting down during the national anthem and all this stuff. He wanted to put his money where his mouth was and make an impact. So he started this fund and encouraged our our players and our support staff and our ownership, you know, chipped in to get it to $1 million. But this fund was started to help curb youth violence in Cleveland and raised $1 million. And over the off season, we took applications from local nonprofits, and Terry was in on the selection process. It was run by the Cleveland Foundation. We essentially landed on 18 nonprofits who, you know, were awarded grants. And I'm not quite sure how the money exactly was divvied up, but essentially these groups get part of this money to, you know, continue their programming and, you know, keep kids hopefully out of trouble in Cleveland. So, you know, our manager, you know, he's a great person. He's a great manager, but I think this speaks to kind of, you know, his commitment to our community and our players' commitment to the community.
Very, very cool stuff. And Joel, we'll cut you loose on this. You guys had to be pleased with that first week at home. Mother Nature, for the most part, cooperated, but attendance was up 26% from last year. Certainly has to be something that you guys are very excited about building on.
Yeah, we talked about it a few times that, you know, a lot of this, you know, the attendance talk that we've talked about on your show and elsewhere about, you know, being up big time this summer. It was mostly focused on the summer. You know there are obstacles in April and May. We get it. Look, families have a hard time getting kids down there, and it's still, you know, there's weather issues. But, you know, we were pleasantly surprised, whereas April and May weeknights last year might have been 10 or 11. Now they're 15. You know, that's a significant jump for us. It looks better. You know, it's just, it's not quite as maybe, you know, I don't know if demoralizing is the right word, but it's fun to see more people in the ballpark anytime. And like we said, we've said all along that, you know, we'll have packed houses all summer long. So if, you know, your listeners or folks in Lorain County want to get tickets to those summer Friday, Saturday games, you know, we recommend not waiting. We're already at 25,000 sold for a lot of those games, and they will sell out. So just encouraging our fans to get those tickets early. Andy, I mentioned I can talk about this now, just before I let you guys go, but tonight's game has been postponed in Minnesota. The radar looks terrible, and I just got word of that when I was on the phone with you guys. So looks like WEOL's programming is free tonight. So maybe that needs more airtime for you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can just keep it going, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Might as well let's do four more hours. Why not?
Sounds good.
Hey, if we're doing four more hours, we're going to have to phone you in so you can help us kill those next 4 hours. But there, you heard it here first. Breaking news, that tonight's game has been postponed between the Tribe and the Twins. Has any news come out as to when they're going to make this thing up? Will they try and play two tomorrow, or will they reschedule this later on since tomorrow's a getaway day?
Yeah, getaway day. We have a 2:00 game, so no, we will not. It sounds like June 17th when we go back to Minnesota is a date that they're eyeing up there in the Twin Cities. So it sounds like that's the day we'll make it up. No word yet on how that affects our rotation. You know, Bauer was supposed to pitch today, Kluber tomorrow, so not sure if that will push each of those guys back, but we'll put that info out as soon as we have it.
Joel, we always appreciate you making time for us and coming on and, well, giving us some breaking news there as well. So we appreciate the time as always, my friend, and we'll do it again next week.
You got it, guys. Talk to you then.
All righty, that's Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians. His appearance brought to you by Avon Brewing Company.